GOP, the fight against critical race theory has only just begun. By Catherine Hamilton on November 3, 2021. Republicans waded neck-deep into the culture war in the fight against critical race theory and government overreach, a tactic that served them extremely well in the Virginia governor race on Tuesday. Democrats and corporate media have largely reduced Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin's win to a product of white supremacy instead of taking the opportunity to reflect and change their strategy moving into the midterms and into 2024. The GOP, however, shows no signs of backing away from the fight to keep leftists from indoctrinating children in schools, especially if Democrats repeat the mistakes they made in the Virginia election by gaslighting voters on issues that directly impact Americans and their families. Figures in the conservative and political realm reacted to Youngkin's win on Twitter, seemingly conflating the victory in part with voters' rejection of the leftist ideology. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, pointed to the Virginia election results as a sign voters don't want what the Democrats are selling. The message from last night's GOP sweep in VA and the shocker of a race NJ is crystal clear. Voters don't want what the Democrats are selling. They don't want parents persecuted. They don't want critical race theory. They don't want woke liberalism. The official House Republicans' Twitter account also dissed the theory, noting that it is not history and citing a Fox News poll that found that critical race theory was one of the top issues driving voters to the polls. The VA election is the beginning of a parents' revolt about fighting critical race theory, BLM, protecting our daughters and exposing the consequences of pushing radical gender ideology. Win or lose, moms and dads have had enough, American Conservative Union Chair Matt Schlapp forecasted before Youngkin's win. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, also chimed in, touting parents' rejection of the Democrat agenda. Parents overwhelmingly reject critical race theory in their child's education, Blackburn said. Democrats were already on shaky ground before the Virginia election. Infighting and a president with a spiraling approval rating on almost all key policy issues pose a threat to their control in the House and the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris herself said the outcome of the election would show how the country is gonna move. Don't Texas Virginia, Harris warned, what happens in Virginia will, in large part, determine what happens in 2022, 2024, and on.